thanks for joining us on this Thursday of Holy Week. This is not just Thursday, it is Maundy Thursday. Maundy comes from the Latin mandatum, which means command. It was part of this most holy night when Jesus gathered with those confused, frightened band of misfits called disciples. Disciples who on this last Passover together, maybe because they were so confused and frightened, started to argue about who was the greatest among them. Were they jockeying for the best position near Jesus? Jesus is ready to give up his life, everything. And all they can think about is not giving up their own seats or gaining a new position and status for themselves. Without so much as a word, our Lord breaks up their argument, taking a basin and a towel and washing their feet. And then after this act of servanthood says, "You have seen what I have done for you, so I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you." There is a tenderness of love by our Lord to his disciples that we too should see each time we come to his table. In this group of 12 completely different men, at least two were packing daggers around the table. Peter used his in the garden against the high priest's servant, Malchus, when he cut his ear. In this group of 12, those who don't betray or deny their Lord would fall asleep on him in his time of need in a garden. And the others would run away at his time of crucifixion. Knowing this even in advance, as he does with us, all our anger, confusion, and doubt and fear, even in this, in his time of need, he reached out to them and to us with words of comfort and peace. "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? That where I am, you may be with me also." He lets them and us know that he leaves only to ensure that we will always have a place with him, that he would rather die for us than live without us. By their selfishness, it must have broken our Lord's heart and troubled and hurt him even before the cross. Yet he went anyway. We too hurt him, even as we join at his table sometimes. We get so hung up on the details of this meal that we focus on the gift more than the giver and all the details that go on to it. We get hung up on our religion when all he intends is a relationship. We get hung up on semantics of liturgy, whether to say we or I, rather than to celebrate his love and his grace. None of us, like none of the first disciples, are worthy, but all are welcome to come to his table. What he wants us to remember is him, a love that will never let us go, never give up on us, even if we, like those first disciples, give up on ourselves or give up on him. Lord, how could I help but remember such a love as this? Amen.
see you face to face and say,